desk, CCTV footage shows a man in a security uniform approaching a group of youths at night.
Dad, are you there? Please answer the phone, Dad, if you can hear me. But Mum's crying, we're all really, really worried about you. Just let us know you're okay. Please, Dad.
The man in the security uniform is walking up a stairwell listening to music. He's a short, stocky man with a beard and shaved head. Four hours earlier. He walks along a corridor in a quiet building, then reaches his locker. A police poster for four wanted individuals is pinned to the inside of his locker door. He picks up a walkie-talkie.
Whiskey one. Any handover from the day shift?
All right, Cal. Those lads on the Elms estate. They've been causing some bother.
What, again?
Yes, it's getting out of hand. Can you keep an eye on them, mate?
Over and out.
Carl uses a swipe card on a door and goes through to a large, sparse room and switches off the main light, leaving a couple of lamps on. He opens the blinds, even though it's pitch black outside. He cleans a monitor, which shows a security barrier outside, then he rearranges the desk to his liking. Stephen Graham, Kieran O'Brien, Sean Brecken, Bobby Schofield, The Watchman. It's approaching 3 minutes past seven in the evening. Carl has several monitors showing different camera feeds. He flicks between the feeds. A couple of seemingly drunk girls by a bus stop. A guy in shorts and a white hoodie walking by a road. Cars parked outside a block of flats. He sees a group of lads drinking in the street.
Another night on the Elms, boys.
One of them is sitting on a bike.
You lot up to? What, you little scallywags, what's going on here?
Carl watches closely as one of the lads lights a joint for another. The name Lee comes up on Carl's mobile. Carl lets it ring, choosing to focus on the youths on his monitor.
Okay.
He taps on his control panel, then listens to his voicemail.
First, new message.
Busy night in CCTV towers, girl. Spin your camera out, mate. Cab rank, Leighton Street. Think you'll enjoy the view. See you later.
Leighton Street, which one is that? 17.
He pans the camera. He stops on a group of cabbies.
Got you.
He moves the camera across to where they're looking and sees a blonde woman with a large cleavage.
Oh, come on, lad, you're old enough to be a dad.
Moving the camera back to the taxi rank, he speaks into a microphone.
Lee Simpson, 6 Harlington Drive, Copley Wood. Keep your eyes on the road.
His mate, Lee, mouths at the camera.
You knob.
Foul and abusive language is a breach of our public space protections order.
Lee makes a wanker gesture.
Cheeky.
Back to the group of youths.
Here we go.
A couple of them get into a car. Carl makes a note of the car wreck. As the car drives off, Carl tries to follow them on the CCTV, but the next camera has lost its signal.
Oh, shit.
He goes back to watching the guys who remained behind. In particular, he focuses on a white lad wearing a fleece cap with furry ear flaps. He passes something to someone else. Carl pauses and rewinds the footage.
What's in the bag? Come on.
He slows down the footage, then pauses it on an image of the fleece cap guy holding a packet of drugs.
Whiskey one.
Whiskey one, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm watching a group of lads down on the Elms between Shaw Cross and Grosvenor Road.
Okay.
Yeah, they're definitely dealing drugs, it's blatant.
Shawcross and Grosvenor Road, I shall pass that on, thank you.
Well, don't you want any more details? I've got the car registration and everything.
Not now, no, I said I'll pass it on.
When you say pass it on, what does that actually mean?
It's Carl, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me explain something, Carl. We've got 6 boys and a sergeant on duty to cover everything. The entire town. If you want, I can tell the skipper there's a bloke in CCTV who'd like to drop everything now, see how that goes down.
No, I'm just trying to do my job. Maybe you could do yours.
Excuse me, what did you just say?
I said maybe I could try and help you do yours. Over. Hello, love, you're all right?
No, I'm not. Who was that?
Oh, just some woman who won't do her job properly. What's going on, Kel?
Mum's been a right cow, Dad.
Come on, what's happened?
We were in the kitchen, yeah? Everything was fine, we were even having a laugh for once, and then she starts to serve dinner, so I say, as a joke, can you not serve anything other than tuna pasta bake? But she just absolutely loses it. Leave the table, go to your room. I mean, I am 16, for God's sake. Can you please speak to her, Dad?
Hang on, wait there. You want me to take your mum on?
Yeah, she's stressing me out. I've got an English mock this week.
What on?
Shakespeare. So lame. Tame of the Shrew. I hate it.
That's the one about the angry daughter, isn't it, Kellogg's? Am I right? It is, isn't it?
Funny, Dad.
Oh, come on. I'm only messing.
I called you for a reason.
Kelly, I'm not going to take sides. We all know how that ends. I mean, you and your mum, well, it's, let's be honest, it's something different every week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Do you want to know what she did last week? And this was in front of my friends Aisha and Colette, right? We were all just sitting here, having a nice time, just getting ready to go out bowling. But then she just walks in and she's like, Kelly, I don't think that you should be going out bowling tonight because you've actually got lots of English revision to do. Firstly, right, she has absolutely no idea that I've been revising all day at school and that we've just been sharing revision notes before. But secondly, right, this isn't what it's about at all, yeah? She's just got it in for Aisha, right? Because Aisha's in the year above, but she just doesn't like it. Just because she's a little bit older and she's like...
While flicking through the camera feeds, Carl notices a figure on the roof of a multi-story car park.
I don't think you should be wearing that out, Kelly. And you know what? Whatever. It's always just, Aisha makes you wear this eyeliner, Aisha does...
We Whiskey one.
Whiskey one, go ahead.
We've got another jumper. Multi-storey car park, station road.
There we go. OK, roger that. I'm sending a unit out.
Mind, and you know what? I've had enough of your attitude, OK?
I'm the one with the attitude. Yes,
one of the cameras is pointed at Carl's daughter, who's arguing with her mum in her bedroom. But Carl is preoccupied with the woman on the roof of the car park. He speaks to her through a microphone.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want.
Look at the state of this room.
Why do you care?
Hello?
Time you clean this up?
My room.
Hello, can you come away from there, please?
Why don't you know nothing? Can you just get lost?
Look, up here. Can you see the camera?
You just go back in your room.
Why?
Carl hangs up on his daughter.
Don't speak to your brother like that.
Tango 24 to Whiskey 1. Can we have a description of this jumper, please? Over.
Yeah, she's female. She's Asian, 20, 25. She's got a green parka on. Look, mate, she's right on the edge. I don't know what to do here.
We're en route, 3 minutes away.
The woman has her back to the camera. Carl changes to another angle and zooms in on her legs dangling over the edge.
Oh, fuck.
He tries speaking to her again.
Love? Can you just come back off the wall, please?
Tango 24 to Whiskey 1. The lift's broken. We're using the stairs, over.
Are you kidding me? Look, mate, be careful when you get up there, OK? She's right on the edge. Come on, mate, hurry up. Love?
Two officers are running up the stairwell.
I wish I knew what to say.
She looks at the camera.
Oh, I wanted help.
Carl looks at the photograph on his desk of his son and daughter hugging. The woman on the roof turns away again.
Love? Sometimes things just creep up on you, don't they, like a fog? Hey? And you want to talk to someone, but the words just won't come out, will they? Look, I'm sure there are people who care about you. You know, people who love you.
Try and keep her talking.
Yeah, I am. Look, mate, she's right on the edge.
Open. 11 minutes past nine at night. Carl's on his phone.
1 minute she was there and the next minute she was gone. I don't know how that can happen. No, I don't get it. No, I'm not trained for this. I mean, how can you do something like that?
I don't know, Carl. People get desperate and... well, they just can't see any other way. Carl, look, don't stay there all night. Get someone else to cover your shift.
No, I'm all right.
You'd rather stay. Don't get lost in there again, Carl. Look, I've got stuff I've got to get on with. Remember to call Jake.
Carl leans back in his chair and fiddles with his beard, looking troubled. In the dimly lit room, he makes himself a cup of coffee. He stands, silhouetted against the bank of glowing monitors. Then something catches his attention that makes him move quickly back to the desk. The group of youths are running down a residential street. The guy in the fleece cap appears to dump something in a wheelie bin before hurrying off with his mates. A few seconds later, a black kid rides up to the bin on his bike.
Whiskey one.
Whiskey one, go ahead.
Those lads on the Elms, they're still at it, you know.
I thought I told you, we'll look into it.
You're not going to do anything about it?
It's not an emergency. We don't have the manpower to act on that information tonight.
Pointless.
Looking frustrated, he stands and crosses his arms.
All I'm doing is watching. Watching.
He's unbelievable. Talk about attitude. I reckon he's one of those who wanted to be a copper but never made it even. I bet he still gets to wear a uniform.
He sits back down and zooms in on the wheelie bin. There's no one around. He switches to a camera overlooking the taxi rank. He searches around until he finds his mate, Lee. He gives him a call.
Hi, mate.
You busy?
Yeah, I'm eating. Or did you know that already?
Look, mate. I need you to help me with something.
The windows of Carl's office overlooking the city. The faint bloom of light pollution taints the otherwise black sky. An orange glow falls across half of Carl's face, which is fixed on the screen. He's following Lee's car as it drives across the city. Lee turns into a residential area. Carl loses track of him.
Where are you? Where are you?
I'm just pulling in now.
Okay, I can see you. Go on.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I should have done it ages ago.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Wait there. He's coming out the house. Wait.
The kid on the bike rides off. Carl tracks him on the camera.
Shit. I've only got one camera. Shit. Go on, it's okay, it's all right now. He's gone.
Right, we're on. Pick up those this, eh?
Right, keep your phone on, yeah? And don't worry, I've got your back, I'm watching you.
Carl scans the area.
Yeah, there's no bin.
Hey?
Oh, shit, there's no bin.
Where are you?
Bin.
24, I said, you tit. You're on the wrong side of the road. Come on.
Now, which bin is it?
The black one. That one there. It's a little black bag. He put it right at the bottom.
Carl pans across to make sure no one is coming.
Have you got it? All right, come on, let's go, come on, hurry up. Go. Let's go. Shit, he's there. Quick, hide it.
Hi, mate. You looking for what? Hey? Looking for weed?
Yeah, no, I'm looking for
Camberley Place?
Nah, never heard of it.
Wait there, wait there, wait there. Go on, he's gone. Go, 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 get it, go, get it, go, get it.
Lee retrieves the bag from the hedge.
Have a look inside it.
Hey, what are you?
Yeah, go on, he's in the house, you're okay, you've got time.
Come on. 9678. Oh my god, there must be about $2,000 here, maybe three. There's no gear though.
It's all right, it's still evidence. Right, just bring it back here as quick as you can, and then I'll take it to police station as soon as I finish my shift. Nice one, lad. Well done. I owe you a pint.
He ends the call and wanders over to the window, looking relieved. He grabs a drink from a vending machine. Then he strolls past the bank of monitors, surveying the city.
Mate.
Look, I've been thinking.
That's a first for you, isn't it?
Those lads, right? Well, they can hardly report this as stolen, can they? Huh? So basically, it's free money then, isn't it?
I don't believe you.
No, think about it. It doesn't actually belong to anyone.
Have you ever wondered why I do this job?
No.
Why I sit here on my own every night?
No.
Well, I'll tell you why, shall I? It's because someone has to do the right thing.
You what? Carl, it's not stealing, mate. Just think of it as recycling.
Look, just bring it back here like I told you.
Carl switches to the security camera outside the front door and sees his daughter standing there. He goes off to let her in.
Don't get many visitors then.
Well, I wasn't expecting anyone, was I?
I just need to get out of the house. I could hear Mum on the phone having a go at you as well. A cheeseburger and a large fries for you.
Oh, what do you kill? Yeah.
Chicken sandwich for me. I don't remember your barbecue sauce, aren't I good?
Golly, I'll have mine in a bit. Thanks, Kel.
Why are you filming that house? Is there something going on?
Oh, I was, but I've dealt with it now.
Boring.
Drink?
Yeah. Isn't there another guy who works up here with you, though?
No. Yeah. He went ages ago. Couldn't afford to keep him on.
Don't you get lonely up here on your own?
No. No, I've got plenty of company.
I mean, serious. They're not real people, Dad.
Carl's distracted by the monitor.
Of course they are.
Yeah, but you don't actually know them. They're strangers.
I feel like I know them.
The gang return to the house.
Was it like that with that woman who jumped?
Carl watches as they discover the money is missing.
Sorry.
Fleece Cap grabs the kid and pins him to a wall.
Talking to my friend Aisha about you. About your job. And you know what she said? She said your dad's like an angel. See, angels live up in the sky like you, and they try and protect people too. Well, I have to make you a set of wings, Dad. Would you like that? Oh, my God, you can wear them to work. I'd love to see that.
Carl's racked with guilt as he watches the kid take a beating from the others.
Dad, what's going on? Dad, what's the matter?
I'm sorry. Sorry, love, you're going to have to call. You're on your bike.
Yeah. Is it because I mentioned that woman? No. I was just trying to make you feel better.
No, not at all, not at all. Come on. I'll give you a little call later, eh?
Carl escorts Kelly out, removes his jumper, then makes a call.
Oh, come on, Lee. Come on. Where are you?
The kid is bundled into the boot of a car. Carl watches as it drives away.
Change your mind?
Yeah, it's gotta go back.
What?
The money ain't gotta go back.
Talking about?
The little kid on the bike, they just give him a proper kicking.
So
they threw him in the boot of a car, they've driven off. I mean, they could do anything to him.
Call the cops then.
Well, don't be stupid. Think about it. You know, I mean, show us the CCTV footage from earlier on tonight on the Elms. Who's the fellow with the bag, Carl? Why haven't you reported, yeah. Carl?
All right, look, I get it, but... So why is this kid our problem, eh?
He's not. He's mine.
The car has stopped. Fleece Cap gets out and opens the boot. He threatens the kid.
Cal? Cal, are you there, Cal? Carl, mate, what's wrong?
The Watchman. The Watchman. Carl staring out of the window. He turns to look at the surveillance feed and anxiously rubs his chin. The car is still parked in the same spot, and Fleece Cap is loitering around, having a conversation with someone in the car. It's approaching 17 minutes past 10. Carl paces around the room, looking agitated.
Hello?
Can't you see me?
Yeah, where are you? Yeah, I've got you. I'm really sorry for getting you involved in this.
I just want to get it done and go home.
Yeah, let's just give them the bag back and then it'll all be over. I promise. Okay? Keep your phone on speaker.
Another call comes through from home. Carl watches as Lee pulls into the street where the youths are parked. Fleece Cap speaks.
Who the fuck are you? No one. Hey, what are you doing round here? Got this for you.
Lee tosses the bag of money. They go for him and he tries to get back in his car.
Have you got it on the other side?
They pull him out of the car. Carl's nearly in tears as he watches.
Get up! Get up! No, no!
Get
They drag Lee along and hit him. Lee lies face down on the ground. Fleece Cap hands the bag of money to someone else, then he pushes Lee against the car and grips him round the throat. Carl is distressed. One of the dealers discovers Lee's phone. Carl quickly hangs up. The dealer hands the phone to Fleece Cap. Lee looks terrified as they all gather round and intimidate him. Carl lip reads.
Who the fuck is Carl? Who the fuck is Carl? Hello?
You forgot.
Eh? Forgot what?
You forgot Jake. He's just been stood here waiting for you to call him. God, I even reminded you this time, Carl. Do you know what time it is? He should have been in bed by now.
Oh, Sand, I'm sorry, love. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, well, there's stuff going on here too.
Well, can I just call him tomorrow? Hey.
Hello?
Hello, Jake. I'm sorry, son.
Why didn't you remember?
I just keep getting things wrong, don't I?
Sometimes. Not always, though, Dad.
I'm not doing too well tonight.
What do you mean?
Lee's name comes up on the caller ID.
Are you okay?
Can I call you tomorrow? I love you, son. Good night. All right, Lee.
No, it's not Lee.
Hey?
Yeah, we've got Lee. Is he with us? Speak on the phone. Speak on the fucking phone.
You want to know when we got the money?
Fucking phone back. Yeah, Carl, we don't know where we got the money, kiddo.
Yeah, but you've got it back now. It's all there, isn't it? We didn't take none.
Yeah, but you've made a big mistake, mate. You're fucked up, haven't you?
Carl stares at the live feed on his monitor.
I'm watching you. Right now, I'm watching all of you.
Who what? Oh, what the fuck? He says he can see us because it's me.
Yeah, you better let him go.
Nah, mate, you're bluffing.
You got a fairy hat on.
No one here. What?
Yeah, you've just touched it.
Fleece Cap looks confused. Then he notices Lee staring up at the CCTV camera.
I just saw you drop the bag in the bin, that was it. Honest, I bet it was by accident.
So why'd you bring it back then?
Because of the little lad. The kid on the bike. He was getting the blame.
Okay, so you like to be the big hero, do you, yeah?
No.
The line goes dead. Fleece Cap opens the boot of the car and lets the kid out. Carl moves closer to the screen to see what is going on. Fleece Cap hands the kid a box cutter knife. The kid stands over Lee, who's slumped on the ground. Then he slashes him across the face with the box cutter. Carl has his head in his hands. Now he's standing, looking stressed and upset. 10:58 p.m. Lee's hunched on the ground, a gash across his face, eyes wide with fear. Fleece Cap is sitting next to him. He holds Lee's phone up to the camera, then sends Carl a text from it. Your Kelly sounds hot. Might pay her a visit later.
They're not gonna let this go.
Tell them to come down, Lee.
They've been asking me questions about you, but... Sadly, the kids, where they live. I'm sorry, Lee.
Lee, fucking tell them to come down.
Please don't tell them about the kids, Sandy. Please don't tell them about the kids, Sandy.
Why are you down here, mate? I'm scared.
Right, give me the fucking phone.
I'm scared.
You're a fucking grown man. Things are only going to get worse, Carl. Yeah? You want to do the right thing, don't you? This is your time, Carl. It's time to step up.
Standing in the middle of the room, Carl stares at the monitor, unsure of what to do. He sways side to side, weighing up his options. He weeps in the corner. Then he's leaning on the desk, his eyes red and watery. On the desk sits the photograph of his kids. Sitting on the floor with his back to the radiator, he makes a call. On the monitor, Lee is holding a hand to his cut face. Carl gets to his feet.
Remember when you said you don't recognize me anymore?
Look, it's late. You've had a really rough day.
When did I change?
I can see you.
What? Are you outside? Carl. Carl.
I watch you, you know. When we talk, I watch you.
He has her image up on all but one of the monitors.
Are you filming me? Carl? Carl, are you filming me? Are you watching me? Are you spying on me? Carl?
Carl pulls the camera back as a man parks in the driveway and goes inside the house.
Carl.
Just one monitor has Lee on the screen. Carl removes his wedding ring and puts it on top of his wallet, which he has placed neatly beside his phone and his watch.
I can see everything from up here. It's like I know what's going to happen next.
He switches off all the monitors, except for the one showing Lee and the drug dealers. He slowly walks out of the room. His mobile rings on the empty desk. Carl gets out of his car and approaches the dealers. He stops in front of Fleececap and Lee.
Get out of the car, shut the fuck up and don't speak to him. Get in the car, CCTV man.
Carl doesn't move.
I said get in the fucking car. Get in the fucking car now! Get in the fucking car now! Get in there. Get in there! We know a lot about you now, Lee. You be clever, yeah?
Carl is bundled into the back next to the kid. Fleececap looks back at him from the front passenger seat with a cruel smirk. Carl looks scared as they start to pull away. But then he appears to make peace with himself. A sense of calm washes over him. Then a small smile tugs at the corners of his mouth as he looks directly at the camera. I think I don't know the curse of the spark of